I say that Immokalee,
the
Family Prayer Center,
is
in revival.
The blind see,
the lame walk,
the deaf
hear,
the dumb speak,
the dead are raised.
Demoniacs are set free.
Maimed are made whole.
Thousands and thousands
are born again
in this revival.
We have the sentence of death.
We
have no quitting sense.
We have His good sense.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Jesus, hallelujah. We worship You.
We glorify You.
We magnify and
exalt You, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We exalt You, Jesus.
Blessed be the Lord.
Blessed be the Lord.
We bless You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
We worship You, Father.
Your yoke is easy.
Your burden is light.
Thank You for where You brought us
from,
what You brought us into.
Your grace is more than sufficient.
Give You all the praise.
We give You all the glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
So just let His grace fall on you right now.
That place of His grace
lifting you up higher.
We exalt You, Jesus.
Thank You, Father.
Ola
Sioklene Mando Kelesi Diete.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Something there or there, either way. Thank you. Father, we worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you for who you are, what you are, where you're bringing us to. Neho da sano. Obrekalasio matiene. Hodesta fresetie dio. Mondokelesitie. Just stay on the path. Stay on the path. Things are in the process, even now, of beginning to bear fruit, saith the Spirit of grace. Like something that is planted, as I said, the smallest of all seeds. And if you continue to pray over it, and you continue to nurture it, you'll find that it grows into the largest of all herbs. It will eventually produce, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Those fruitless fig trees, those ones that are not bearing fruit in your families and in your children, continue to speak life. Continue to speak my life over them, no matter what you see, because it does not matter what you see in the natural. It will come to pass that they will bear fruit, and the wicked one will not be able to take them out. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. It's given to us. He's saying it's given to us to stop all that kind of stuff against our families, the destruction against them. Thank you, Lord. The ones that we like, and even the ones that we don't like, especially the ones we don't like. Because what authority does he have except through you? That's only the authority that he has, is your authority. So for you, you're the one he's using. You're the one. Why is there an argument against you? Why is there strife between the one who needs you the most? Because you're the one that's supposed to stand in the gap for him. And you're the one that the enemy wants to cause the division, the confusion, because you hold the key for their recovery. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And you don't even have to counsel with them or tell them anything other than just continue to pray over them. Hallelujah. You know this story. This is where we're headed. Let me just describe to you the face of Immokalee. We got a prophecy, Candy and I, and maybe sometime we'll read it, I don't know, but from Pastor Jim. And the Lord said, Immokalee is not small. Immokalee is large in the spirit because of what we've produced. And it's not just what we've produced, it's what you produced with us. Hey, listen. Walmart's not the biggest thing coming to Immokalee. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear. The dumb will speak. Why do you think he's fighting us so hard? Now, Matthew 9:18 says, "And while he spake these things unto them, behold, there was a certain ruler worshipped him, saying, My daughter's even dead, now dead. But come, lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him. So did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. She said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. And Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Could you imagine walking in such virtue? That even when you didn't know it, that someone could touch a fabric that was on you. Well, that wasn't the only time that his fabric, just fabric from him, was touched and people were healed. Matthew 14. Verse 32. It says, when they came into the ship, the wind ceased. And they that were with or were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of truth, thou art the Son of God. And when they that were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all of the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. They just surrounded the whole country, went out into all every place. You imagine us? The hour's coming. It's here. It's here. Where there's going to come some kind of glory upon us where we're just going to go out and start. Why don't we do it now? Because we don't really expect it to take place. But when it does start taking place, now what? How close did he have to get to them? Do you think we're going to have to pray over everybody? No. There's no way. Just imagining what this revival will look like. He was a walking revival. The Bible says in verse 36, and they besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. As many as touched him were made perfectly whole. So they just laid him in the streets. They just laid him in the streets. They didn't even ask him to touch him. They just said, if you'll walk down through here, we'll go out the whole countryside and begin to compelled them and just brought in the sick and laid them in the streets. They couldn't even get up. And if he'd just walk by and just touch the hem of his garment. Just he had so much power. Well, you say, that's Jesus. Well, what we've been doing for a long time, we got out of an example that wasn't Jesus. And that's Acts chapter 19. That's where Paul took from his body aprons and handkerchiefs and those kinds of things. Why? Because they were charged with life. They were charged with the power of the Holy Spirit. Hey, guess what? We're coming into something that's going to charge everything around us. Hallelujah. There's going to be such power in this house that while you're sitting here, you're going to charge the seat that you're in. So if you don't get it, the next time somebody that comes in here that's not charged up, when they sit down, it's going to be like fire that come into their bones. Hallelujah. You know, there was an example in the Old Testament. They buried a man of God. They put him in a cave. Then somebody else died several years later. They were fighting, and they died, and so they just chunked his bones. They just chunked the corpse in there. And when they chunked him in there, he touched that prophet's bones, and there was still so much power in his bones, it rose him from the dead. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. Makolasete. Lift your hands. We're about to enter into something that we just don't even know what we're going to do with it when it gets here. It's going to be more powerful. The blind will see and the lame will walk, and handkerchiefs being sent out and all kinds of wonderful miracles taking place in this house and in your house, so that the descriptions of them will not hardly be able to be described. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 And you think we're going to walk out and do all this and us continue to be sick and ailed and all that stuff?
No way. We're going to get all of that and then be able to minister that to everybody else. Hallelujah. That's not just coming on them, it's coming on us. In fact, we're going to be the recipients of it first. Glorify you, Jesus. I glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what does revival look like? It looks like the blind seeing. It looks like you just walking by and somebody saying, I know they go to that church. I'm scared to introduce myself, but I'd like to touch them. Maybe they've got something on them. And when they touch you, you'll have the same power. Glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just worship a little more. I glorify you. I glorify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love to worship you. I love to worship you, Jesus. Elasiato. Edese kedetiato. Bela bocola satediato. Frendere dioto la sediete. Blessed be the Lamb. God's bringing us forward. He's bringing me forward in a transition. So He's taking me to another place. So I'm asking you to pray for me as often as He brings me to your attention. Because there's a transition taking place. And in the middle of it, boy, I desire your prayers. Hallelujah. How many is going to stick it out around here? Keep going forward with us. I know every one of us is applied to, but somebody you've been standing for like a real strong the past several months, like a fruitless fig tree. You're just real concerned for them where they're at. Why don't you just come up here and stand with me? I just want to pray with you. Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. You're making that stand. You just want somebody to stand with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Family members, you know, those kind of ones that are out there. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We exalt you. More. Hallelujah. Glorify you. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Jesus. So, Lord, right now, lift your hands and get ready to receive. We're sending more. More than they've ever known, Lord, about your presence, more than they've ever known about your turning them from the path they're on. So, Lord, we're just releasing grace, the power of your Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, receive now. Receive, Jesus. Release your glory. Release your glory for them. This purpose in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Call him saved. Call him delivered. Blessed be the Lamb. Dea Socorosato. Dea Socorese de Chiato. Vedi Dio Blasono. Yes. Yeah, I know. Jesus, right now. We stand with her. These are ours too, our family. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call them all born again. We call them all coming into this in the name of Jesus. I release your grace, Father, now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Call them every single one you're going after, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. not one be able to escape. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. My soul. Jesus' name, there. Jesus' name. Hikalaso, Vediato, Zekiata Lasono. Call her totally delivered in the name of Jesus. Mesekiato, Masono. Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Jenna. Now, Lord, that assignment is broken and that you're able to go after her and get it done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. To these, she's been standing for a long time for. Now, more and more. Jesus, Jesus. Now, in the name. Jesus' name. Salakoloso. Vine mense. Two nieces. In the name of Jesus. Now, she's standing right there for them. They'll not go in to hell. They'll go into heaven. They're going there. Lord, your glory now. In Jesus' name. Your glory. Send forth your labors into their life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They can't resist. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Now, to those now, Father, I release your life and your grace in Jesus' name. Go after them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glorify you. Glorify you. You're so worthy, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We're going to come in here Friday night and call in the lost. We're going to come in here. Save your seat to do so. My Worship you, Jesus. Glorify you. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to worship the Lord, and you don't have to leave. But you can just worship and send. Just allow His presence to sit on, to rest on you. Formally, you can feel like anytime you get ready, and there'll be an offering basket up here if you want to leave something, but why don't you just sit in His presence for a while longer. Just allow this presence to come on you. Continue to work its work. So we worship you, Father. We bless them now. We bless them now, Father. So your grace rest upon them. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.